Welcome to The Shift Show with Adriana Bucci. Join me every week to learn all about narcissistic abuse recovery, healing from physical and emotional pain after the abuse, and everything else to do with toxic people and how they affect your physical, emotional, and mental health. And no, you are not the crazy one. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Let's get right to it. All right, welcome back to The Shift Show. Today's episode is another Dear Adriana column question from an anonymous listener. And they said, I am 46 and low, no contact with my parents, which would be fine, but for one thing, they have no relationship with my younger two kids, but continually hoover my 20-year-old in and overstep our parenting boundaries, giving him money, extravagant gifts, gossiping about us, etc. It's my mom's classic triangulation technique. Every time it happens, I lose my shit, end up re-engaging in arguments with them. How do I navigate this? Does any of the responsibility fall on my son at this point? So, great question, Anonymous. So yeah, at this point, your son's 20 years old, so he's basically an adult. And I mean, it would kind of be like at this point, sort of setting a boundary with him. And, you know, I'm sure you've had conversations with him already and your mom is obviously manipulating him. But at this point, there's not a whole ton you can do other than hope that he kind of sees through the bullshit for himself. And the thing is that every time this happens, you are losing your shit and re-engaging in arguments with everybody. So that's what your mom's goal is, right? Because that is supply. Supply is your emotional reaction. You engaging in arguments, you fighting with them, getting bamboozled, being in a state of confusion, guilt, shame, fear, any sort of bamboozled emotional state, because somebody in any of those states is easier to control. And so your mom wants you to do this because she feeds off of your energy when you are engaging in these arguments. And at the end of the day, this keeps happening, right? So you arguing with your narcissistic mother is not going to solve anything. It's not going to fix anything. It's not going to change her behavior. It's not going to stop her from manipulating your son and attempting to manipulate the other younger kids. And basically with the whole giving him money and extravagant gifts, that's love bombing, right? So they use money and gifts in order to hook their targets in. And so he's a 20-year-old. So of course they would accept that and they'd be okay with it and see it as like, okay, cool, right? Like, why not? And it's just a tactic to hook him in so that he can kind of be a supply source for them, right? And so all the gossiping, all the things, and it's just a whole shit show. So you arguing with anyone at this point is just a waste of your energy. It's not constructive. It's not going to help matters. So, and I know this is difficult and I know this is way easier said than done, but the more that you act unbothered by everything, the less supply you're giving to your mother, and you're kind of going to be setting an example for your son that, you know, it's with your actions, right? Not your words, because your words are just, they're falling on deaf ears, obviously. So eventually, hopefully, your son will recognize that he is being manipulated. All you can kind of do, I mean, it really kind of depends on what kind of relationship you have with your son at this point. And so if you're on decent terms, you can kind of plant some seeds and sort of, you know, let him know that this is what's going on. These are the tactics that are happening, but you can't force him to understand what's happening. Right? He's an adult, so he's going to have to kind of figure this out on his own. And it's unfortunate and it's shitty. And you're allowed to feel exactly how you feel about that, right? So I would encourage you to journal about this. And so when I talk about journaling, I am basically talking about raging on a page. And this is an exercise that I give to my clients. So just pen, paper, 20-minute timer, dump out all of your thoughts onto that paper about this whole situation and just sort of see where that takes you.
and then see if you can release any emotions that way. And that's going to help you to sort of let go of the situation and understand that you can't control other adults, right? Like obviously he's only 20, so his brain is still developing, but again, legally speaking, he's over 18, so there's not a whole ton you can do. If planting those seeds is a possibility, great. If not, it's kind of like you kind of have to let him learn his life lessons on his own. Because eventually, after the love bombing, comes the devalue. And so basically, this is just the playbook that narcissists use. Love bomb, devalue, discard. It's the cycle of abuse. Once they're satisfied that they've gained the trust of their target, they start devaluing. And they gain the target's trust by love bombing. So in this case with your son, money, extravagant gifts, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't have much more context on this situation, but is he pretty much like repeating to you what has been gossiped to him about you with his grandparents, right? Like that would be another factor in this, because that would mean, you know, either he's potentially a flying monkey in this case, or he's genuinely concerned about the claims that are being made and is looking for clarity. So if it's the second option, that is a silver lining. And that's, you know, that could become a conversation where you start planting seeds, you kind of let him know what's going on in whatever way is appropriate in your situation. And hopefully he will recognize what is going on. But again, you're going to kind of have to let him have his own process. And really understanding that your main goal is to not give the narcissist supply. So you don't want to give your mother supply about this, because she is going to continue doing this because she's getting her intended reaction from you arguing with her. And I know it's so hard to not argue with the narcissist, right? Because it's like you want to make your point. You want to believe that you're dealing with a rational, decent, level-headed human being, but a rational, decent, level-headed human being wouldn't be doing this shit to begin with. And so just accepting that this is the reality, and accepting that, you know, your son has bought into the bullshit, hopefully not fully, but, you know, that's something for you to determine. And hopefully he will see the light. But at this point, I would say a lot of the responsibility will fall onto your son to kind of recognize things for what they are. And the challenge for you is going to be to not react to this shit, right? And so if your son is repeating back to you all these things, you can kind of set a boundary with him and just sort of say like, look, I am not interested in hearing what grandma has had to say. And, you know, I just don't want to talk about this, right? And see his reaction on that. And that can kind of set an example that like gossiping is not great. It's high school behavior. It's ridiculous, right? So it really kind of depends on like his maturity level, how this is going to go. But again, ideally, hopefully he figures it out, but you've done what you can at this point, right? Because your mom's goal is for you to react, engage in these arguments, and, you know, it just sucks. It really, really sucks. And she's basically using your son as a way to get to you and to get supply from you and to continue getting those reactions from you. That's the only goal. It is such an insane way for somebody to live, because, you know, there's obviously more to life than getting supply from people, but you can't convince a narcissist of anything rational at the end of the day. So again, the best way to navigate this, work on your own healing journey. One day at a time, one baby step at a time, start journaling, whether it's about this or, you know, other things that are coming up with this whole situation in your day-to-day life. Journal once a day if you can, and release those emotions. And the main thing is to just behave unbothered towards your mother, because she is thriving off of your reactions. She's thriving off of the fact that this is bothering you. And this is obviously opening up the gates of communication with her. And that's what she wants, right? So
look at it like your son and your mother are two separate adults and, you know, proceed accordingly, basically. All right. So I hope this has been helpful. And I know probably this might not have been what you wanted to hear, but at the end of the day, you're dealing with a narcissist and someone who is being manipulated by a narcissist who is now an adult. And so you have to kind of let your son be accountable for being an adult, and hopefully he's okay with a boundary of not talking about whatever his grandmother is saying, because it's not going to be constructive. It's not going to be helpful for you to continue re-engaging in these arguments. And as you continue your low and no contact journey with your parents, the less you react, the better things are going to be. This doesn't mean that your mom's not going to stop trying, right? Because the more that she starts to notice that you've taken away supply, the more she's going to feel entitled to that supply, and she's going to try harder, and she's going to try any way she knows is going to hurt you in order to get you in that reactive state. And this is why I cannot stress it is so important for survivors of narcissistic abuse to do their emotional work, because that's going to make this process so much easier. It's going to help you to be less reactive. It's going to help you to, you know, not give that supply that the narcissist is looking for, which obviously, again, this is all way easier said than done. It is a process. It's not an overnight process, but I will include the link to grab any of my resources in the description of this podcast episode so you can explore that and, you know, just take things one day at a time, one baby step at a time. It will be okay in the end. And, you know, your son's an adult. So I hope this helps. And I will see you all in the next episode. Bye.